it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Let's go.
It's a big day.
It's a 6-7 Friday, too, according to Barrett.
Oh, no. Let's get to our contestant. It's Adam from Shelton. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
All right, Adam's ready to rock it. Steve Migs, so go ahead and exit the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
What type of animal is the Seattle Mariners mascot?
Moose.
Yes. In what decade was the soda Tab first introduced?
40s, 50s, 60s.
60s, yes. How many colors are on Jamaica's national flag?
3.
Yes.
4.
Who founded Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct. What animal product does an ovo-vegetarian eat?
Honey.
No.
Pass.
Which U.S. president turned down a scholarship to Harvard?
Roosevelt.
No.
JFK.
No.
Barack Obama.
No. With the number being more than 10, how many Oscars did Titanic win?
11, 12, 13.
11, yes. What two colors are the IKEA logo?
Blue and yellow.
Yes. Who endorsed the Thighmaster?
Suzanne Summers.
Yes. How many states have mountain in their official nicknames?
4, 5, 6.
No. What animal product does an ovo-vegetarian eat?
Fish.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Adam, that's a fine score on a Friday.
All right. Let's see if we can dump that W over here.
All right. He's looking to do some dumping, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Well, in honor of that.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Cal.
What type of animal is the Seattle Mariners mascot?
A moose.
Yeah. In what decade was the soda Tab first introduced?
What decade? 70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. How many colors are on Jamaica's national flag?
3.
Correct. Who founded Amazon?
That would be Jeff Bezos.
Sure is. What animal product does an ovo-vegetarian eat?
An ovo-vegetarian? What kind of what?
What animal product does an ovo-vegetarian eat?
Ovos.
No.
No, orangutans.
No.
Their placenta.
No. Which U.S. president turned down a scholarship to Harvard?
Which president turned down a scholarship? Obama.
No.
Harvard. Oh, man. Kennedy?
No.
Eisenhower.
No. With the number being more than 10, how many Oscars did Titanic win?
11.
Yes. What two colors are the IKEA logo?
The IKEA logo are red. No. A blue and orange. Blue and gold. Blue and yellow.
Yes, there it is. God. Who endorsed the Thighmaster?
Suzanne Summers.
Yes,
I know
she
that.
Did. How many states have mountain in their official nicknames?
How many states have mountain? 4.
No.
3.
No.
Damn it, 2.
That was it, but
it's too late.
We've run out of time. But yeah. Steve Migs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a tie.
Oh.
7-7. Nice work, Adam. Next time, I think you'll beat Migs.
All right, good game, Steve. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, my
friend. You too. All right, let's see here. An ovo-vegetarian eats eggs.
Oh, okay.
And the president that turned down a scholarship to Harvard, Nixon. And then eventually you got to the fact that two states have Mountain in their nickname. We've got two more games today, Steve.
All right, I'm going to turn it around.
Technically, we have three because the Mariners are playing tonight. But you've got 7:50 and 8:50 coming up, so start studying.
Okay, thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty slick feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message whenever you please. And every day, we get some interesting ones in there, Steve.
We've got some upset Mariners fans, a confused Kraken fan, and somebody that thinks Beat Migs can get sexier.
Okay. We're going to slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so special to wake up in the morning and check our voice messages and have one from you. So you can head to the Odyssey app and make that happen. Steve, I know there's something crazy going on in there today. What is it?
You might rethink that because sometimes we wake up, we get these voice messages, and people are very salty.
They are.
Like this voice message.
Mariners. F***ing Mariners. I just f***ing Mariners. I can't with this damn team. We had it locked up, and now we have to go play another f***ing game, and I just want to win the f***ing World Series. Mariners.
Well, maybe this guy needs to hit more balls. That was clearly Randy or Rosarena that left that message.
I think he might need to hit more bongs and calm down a little bit.
All right, more sports voice messages. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Are any of you guys watching the Seattle Kraken game? Did you catch the interview Piper had to do with Vince Dunn?
Oh.
It's like, dude, if you don't want to do it, just don't do the interview.
That's funny you bring that up because Danny and I were texting each other last night while watching the Kraken game, and it was this, I don't know why they do it. I agree. I don't think players or coaches really should be bothered during the game and do these interviews. You get nothing out of it. They give stock answers, and you can just tell they don't want to do it, and then the poor reporter's being forced to do it. So Piper Shaw, who I've argued and said before, I don't watch every single hockey game on television in existence, but of all the games I've ever watched from other broadcasts, I don't think anybody does a better job at interviewing players in between periods. Like, she has thoughtful questions, and it's not just like your stock questions and it. But Vince Dunn was he was not in a mood.
He was done talking to her. And they usually ask like three questions, and you know, she's trying to like hurry up because obviously they don't have a ton of time between periods. But then that last, and at first I thought he was okay, but then that last question, I don't know if it pissed him off or what.
Ooh. And we have the audio of the question. So I don't think you will understand, like, audio wise, it seems fine.
Yeah.
But then we'll talk about his body language. So here's Piper Shaw talking to Vince Dunn.
Yeah, Anaheim answers back right away. They're just smothering.
Also, Vince Dunn scored a goal before he did this interview. Like, he scored a goal in the first period. Granted, they then scored a goal, so the game was tied.
Front, what are they doing to earn that traffic and those chances in tight?
Yeah, they just keep coming in waves, and I think right now we're a little soft with the puck, myself included. So
I hate it when I'm soft with the puck, personally.
Just being hard with the puck along the walls.
Much better when you're hard on the puck.
Yeah.
Just being hard with the puck along the walls, I think that'll give us chances to get it by them and get into the offensive zone.
And what about in transition as well when it comes to breaking things out? I know you guys got a different system there, but what's kind of not clicking so far?
I just don't think we're on the same page right now. I think overcomplicating things and we're a little bit separated in the neutral zone. I think if we get closer with our support, that'll give us a better chance to get through with possession and get into the offensive zone.
All right, thank you for doing this, Vince. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
And it was at that moment that he walks away from the microphone, and it is so obvious he's rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, he looks so annoyed. And I'm just like, man, I don't understand why. Don't take it on. Piper's just doing her job.
Yeah, and a good job at that.
It also wasn't that bad. It wasn't like she was asking bad questions.
No.
But it's just, I get it, though. Like, the player doesn't want to do these interviews. He wants to get back in the locker room and talk with the coach, probably, and hear what they have to say about the adjustments that they need to make.
Oh, yeah. Can we circle back to something you said earlier, though?
What?
You guys have a text thread without me on it?
You know why, actually? You know what? No,
oh,
actually,
boy.
Actually, Steve.
No, we don't. We
send. It's fine. It's fine.
No, we send smoke signals. We know you don't like smoke.
I'm going to double down on this. You know why? Because I text everyone last night and I said, go Kraken. And Steve's like, let's go. And then this one over here is like, oh, go Kraken. But guess what? Jackson Dart's showing Russ how it is. And I'm like, you're not even watching the game. So at that point, I'm not going to bug you when you're not watching the game. I'm going to text my friend Steve.
Yeah. I was very invested in the legacy of Jackson Dart.
I can't help it if our text thread's way more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a no girls allowed text thread. We got one more voice message.
That soul version of the Beat Migs theme that the professor made for you guys.
Yes.
Wow. You need to play that more often. You guys on Friday should just replay
We had the professor Nick Harrison. He's known for doing those songs. He'll take rock songs and say, what if it was a yacht rock song? Or what if it was a soul song? And he's all over social media. And he joined us yesterday and ended up doing a sold out show over at the Emerald Queen Casino. And then we said, we had him play Beat Migs. And he's like, I could do a soul version of that song if you want. We're like, sure. And he did. And we played it later on. We'll get to that in a second.
You guys on Friday should just replace the original version and just do that version. Like, have it be a special thing on Fridays. We hear the sexy version of Beat Migs.
The sexy version of Beat
Migs.
Oh,
God.
Migs, you'll love this. I mean, how like you have like your announcer guy go, it's Mother of F***ing Friday, and you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Migs. And then, bam, play his version. Or not. I'm just really stoned. I just smoked a bunch of weed.
I mean, some of the best ideas come from smoking weed.
Yes, everybody knows that.
And to put it, so we have Nick on. He leaves. I sent him the Beat Migs theme at like 8:30 in the morning after he left our show. By 9:20, he sends me a text back with this version, as this lady would call the sexy Beat Migs theme. I'm
100% in. I think this is fantastic.
This is definitely, I mean, it's not just the horns that are getting us all horned up, huh?
Sorry. I mean, anytime you add horns, I feel like it's an upgrade to any song.
It does sound good.
I'm in.
I just love that he did this in less than an hour.
Oh,
you gotta love technology.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now we got keys. It's Mother Effin' Friday.
Sexy style.
You know what that means. It's time for a sexy version of Beat Migs.
Do all the questions need to be sexy too?
And you gotta say them in a sexy voice.
Oh no.
Come on, Taryn, give it to us. Maybe we'll text you again.
Today, Rockaholics, at 10 o'clock this morning, Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Tickets officially go on sale. And all that fun is going down on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown on the bill. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Get all the details at KISW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kraken were back on the ice last night, Steve Migs.
Yes.
John Forslund and JT Brown were calling the game, and there was a great moment that all began when Piper Shaw was talking about how two members of the team have dogs that have the same name and are also the same breed.
And it's great because I've missed this part, but thankfully due to our private chat that Danny and I had that you're not included in, Danny's like, did you just catch what went down? I'm like, no, so I had to rewind it and found it, and it's so funny. And it just shows like how great John Forslund is at calling a game while also having a conversation while the game is going on and you don't miss any of the action.
Welcome back to the Kraken Hockey Network. Ellie Tolvanen and newcomer Freddie Gaudreau there played together in the American Hockey League with the Milwaukee Admirals. And Tolvanen had quite a bit to share about what kind of a great teammate Freddie was. But I knew that we had to share this nugget, everybody. He said that Freddie had the most amazing dog named Lola that he just absolutely loved. So when Ellie and his girlfriend at the time wanted to get a dog, they were like, well, let's get a mini-sized Lola. And then they were talking about, what should we name her? You know, what should we name her? And they said, well, we're probably never going to see Freddie Gaudreau and his dog Lola ever again, right? Wrong.
So they show the picture and there's the two Lolas on the screen and they're kind of the same.
And one's regular size and one's
mini? A little bit smaller version, but they're both named Lola.
Wrong. Now we have two Lolas in the Kraken family, guys.
Oh, that's so good. Beautiful pups, beautiful dogs.
Those were some good-looking dogs. I already know what I'm going to name my dog if I ever get one again.
You thinking about it?
Forzy.
Forzy.
Yeah.
For John Forrest, I'm going to name his dog Forzy.
That would be great. I'll even come over for the debut of Forzy. What kind of dog is it? Carlson with a chance. Hold on to your thought. The court got a piece of it. Maybe help from the pipe. Lacoma heavy.
This is my favorite part. He's asking a question. Hold on a second. I got to call the hockey game that people are tuning in to watch.
Another stick save for Joey DeCord. Puck is free as Anaheim is owning play. Out of the corner, Foleksiak gets a second opportunity, and he'll get it out.
I get a shih tzu.
I just love, there's a moment where just the game dies down. That's the moment where I got the text from Dan. He's like, tell me you just saw this. I was like, no. And he explained it to me. I'm like, I got to rewind and find this part.
Oh,
it's like the perfect pause, the perfect comedic. Like I don't even know if he meant to do that. And it just works.
Because then I'm watching. I'm like, when's he going to answer? When are we going to find out what the kind of dog is JT going to get?
And he'll get it out.
I get a shih tzu.
Of course you would. I'm not repeating that. No, it's too early in the season. Now, McTavish.
He just killed John Forslund with that one.
The fact that he kept it together, though, like as well as he did, because I would have been on the floor.
Oh, I wish that Eddie Olczyk was there, too, because I feel like Eddie would have not let that go. He's like, huh? What kind of dog you want to get? It was so great.
So awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want you to call 206-803-ROCK right now and tell us, what is the story behind your pet's name? Like, did you let your daughter name your dog? What did your daughter name your dog?
Well, both of them. Lucy Cupcake and then also DJ Strawberry Head.
Call in now and tell us the story behind your pet's name. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. What is the story behind your pet's name? All of this stemming from a great moment during last night's Kraken game.
I already know what I'm going to name my dog if I ever get one again.
You thinking about it?
Forzy.
Forzy.
Yeah.
That would be great. I'll even come over for the debut of Forzy. What kind of dog is it? Carlson with a chance. Hold on to your thought. The court got a piece of it. Maybe help from the pipe. And he'll get it out.
I get a shih tzu.
Of course you would. I'm not repeating that. No, it's too early in the season.
I love that. JT needs to get a dog so he can name it after John Forslund.
We need closure.
Forzy. We need a Forzy.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what is the story behind your pet's name? Now, Steve, we have someone on hold who has named their pets after some very famous musicians you may have heard of.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Andy in Puyallup. Andy, what is the story behind your pet's names?
All right. So we have two dogs. Both have very unique names. Our pit bull mastiff, we brought him home for our daughter's fifth birthday. She decided his name was John Cena. And it was only John Cena for about a week, and he was not responding to it at all. I was like, sweetie, I don't think that's his name. So then she named him after my favorite basketball player. So our 9-year-old pit bull, his name is LeBron James.
I hope you call him by his full name all the time.
You know, we call him everything. Bronny James. And yeah, when we're yelling at him, it's LeBron James.
Well, also, John Cena is a terrible name because you can't see John Cena. So that's probably why he never answered.
It was, yeah. And then the white lab that we just recently got, the puppy, my wife brought her home for Mother's Day. And the deal is I get to name it, name dogs if you're going to bring animals into the world that are into our home. So her name is Rhea Ripley.
Named after a very attractive wrestler. That's a good call.
Thanks, Andy. Nikki from Linwood, what is the story behind your pet's names?
Hi. Well, I'm not sure it's a story so much, but I think the names are self-explanatory. I'm just a big rock fan, so I named my cats Tomcat Araya.
Yes.
And, Slayer.
And Eddie Shedder.
Oh, so great. Oh my God. Nikki, who's your favorite band?
Oh, it's got to be Pearl Jam. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love the heavy metal, of course. I grew up on it. But when I got in the 90s and grunge came around, I haven't been able to ditch it. So Pearl Jam is, I've been to 17 of their, actually I'm up to 22 of their concerts at this point. So they're great.
You've seen them so many times, you forgot how many times you saw them.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Joey, you're in Everett. What is the story behind your pet's names?
Morning, everybody.
What's up, Joey?
This is kind of funny. So I have two Papillons. I don't know if you know what those dogs are, but they're like little 12-pounders. They're brothers. So the first one that we got, my ex, her son wanted to name him Don Quixote. I'm like, that's stupid. So I came up with Donkey, right? So short for Don Quixote. And then the other one, his brother that we got a year later, he wanted to call him Teddy. And I thought Theodore. Then I thought Theo. So I call him Ronnie James Theo.
I love the creativity here.
I love the Rockaholics are really living up to that nickname because they're all like music based.
Charles and Puyallup, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Sorry, I don't have a music-themed story, but it's story nonetheless. I gave my children, my two daughters, the opportunity to name the firstborn cat from a litter of this stray that we took in. And my daughter was 6 years old, and my oldest daughter was 12 years old. And it came up with a weird name. The mother had really big nipples, so they ended up naming the cat, the kitten, Mrs. Nipples for some reason. And it stuck. That forever on, she's been Mrs. Nipples.
So when people come over and you're like, Mrs. Nipples, get off of his lap, do they look at you like, what the hell is going on in your house?
Well, no, because they know that we're all effed up.
Fair. And oddly enough, that was Taryn Daly's nickname at WSU.
Sure was. Yes. Maria and Bobble, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Hi, my dog's name is Indy, and we adopted her from Texas during 2020 because it was just a bad year for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so when we were watching, Indiana Jones a couple of days before we got the dog, and we thought to ourselves, we're going to change the name because Indy is a weird name for a dog. And we were trying to introduce my twin boys to Indiana Jones, and they're 6 years old. At the end of the movie, Sean Connery plays Indiana Jones' dad, and he calls him Henry, and Harrison Ford goes, Dad, the name's Indy. And Sean Connery goes, Indiana was the dog. And we all started laughing and said, we're keeping the name.
Yeah, it's meant to be, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it with Indy.
Oh, boy, do you think old man Kenny is on the line? Do you think it has to do with marijuana?
Old man Kenny, I'm afraid to ask. What is the story behind your pet's name?
God, Migs, you got me so pegged. Back in 2005, I used to grow the green gonge. And my wife's ex-husband was breeding chihuahuas up in Mount Vernon. So she wanted a chihuahua. We went up to pick a litter for an ounce of weed. Trade the dog for the weed. We're about in Everett coming home. My wife says, what are we going to name them? I said, well, what did we just trade for him? She said, an ounce of weed. I said, yeah, his name's Ozzy the Wonder Dog. I'm looking at his picture right now. 13 years he lived. Ozzy the Wonder Dog.
Well, smoke one in honor of him today.
R.I.P. Ozzy.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Migs? His record is 320 wins, 104 losses, 92 ties so far this year. And maybe you checked out the cheat sheet at 540 during the men's room yesterday.
Maybe you didn't.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.